Hello, hello. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Duff's Freeform Radio. We started in with some Vaporwave, of course, as per the tradition of this radio hour. Starting with some Holograffiti by Bang Blank Banshee from their most recent album, Mega. This is definitely a really big landmark artist for the Vaporwave community, kind of coming with Zero, One, and then Mega. I don't know what they were going for titles, but you know, still a great album. It's a great album you'd want to listen through. It's kind of a narrative type album, but as with Holograffiti, you can definitely take some out, take some in. It's definitely just a great album to listen to if you really want to get into Vaporwave. But, and of course, go off of that, of course, as we go into more songs of the evening. But either way, I hope you guys enjoy. Remember that you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I hope you guys enjoy the cool tunes that I'm going to spin out tonight, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. what to do. Wasted hours that you made new and turn into a life that we can live. Some cities make you lose your head. In the suburbs, stretched out thin and dead. What was that line you said? Wishing you were anywhere but here. You watch the life you're living disappear. Now I see we're still kids in Boston. Before we knew where to go and what to do, wasted hours that you make new and turn into.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this past chapter of songs. We came in first with some Charlie XCX. This has been a long time coming because I've been meaning to play something off this album with ILY2, or well, I Love You Too, from her album, well, new next tape, Number One Angel, which is her kind of newest thing out of PC Records. She came out a couple months ago with a very short EP, Vroom Vroom. And while I wasn't as much of a fan, but I still liked her kind of avant-garde approach, this one, I can't stop listening to this album. I had my own CVS run today, and I basically put it on and didn't stop listening until I came back to campus. It's quite amazing. And then bringing it back to Arcade Fire with the song Wasted Hours from their album The Suburbs. I believe we played their title song, at least this week or last week or the week before. Definitely a bit into it, but I can't really say I know too much about the rest of their discography. Although I believe they got nominated for a Grammy once, which I think is actually a really cool thing. We're going to come in with some more music. Hope you guys are enjoying, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. women without a flaw. Hey. And I ain't gonna give it up, steady tryna pick it up like a car. Hey. I'm hitting, I'm beating the blocks onto it until tomorrow, yeah.
I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, say, let me watch you break it down and
dance. Gonna be okay.
Hope you enjoyed this last little core of music. First one was a lot more low-key and fits more with the Arcade Fire, but this was Hey Garland from the Artist Canada from the album This Cursed Home. This is the only song and album I know off this artist. Came from kind of exploring a little bit of Arcade Fire. Definitely, if you guys know more about it, let me know, because this actually sounds like a great... if they have the same kind of instrumental style, it's really cool. And then, of course, I mean, I don't know if it's of course, but I felt as if I had to put it in because I just love it so much, but Lady Gaga featuring Colby O'Donis with Just Dance from her album The Fame. It's kind of odd. It's feels so long ago, but this was kind of like my first big pop star love, I think. I loved Lady Gaga breakdown of Just Dance. I was just jamming out to it, even still in my room today. That there's the, I have a poster of her from that same album, but it's poker face and it's her getting out of the pool. I love Lady Gaga now. I feel like there will always be a special place in my heart for Lady Gaga, but I had to get back to the original. This was her kind of first single that kind of took off, in America, at least. Oddly enough, I saw her perform. It was like 3 or 4 a.m., but it was like a Miss Universe pageant, and she was singing AA, Nothing Else I Can Say, which I believe is track 4 was Poker Face, track 5 was AA. And I wasn't really a fan, but once Just Dance hit the big pop stations, it was it for me. And I'd say it's one of the unsung heroes of how I really got into music. I'd say Metric, Vampire Weekend, and MGMT got me starting on alternative, but Lady Gaga will always have a place in my heart. So that's always good to know. We got some more music coming down the line. Kind of waxed a little poetic here about Lady Gaga for a little while, but hope you can't blame me too hard. She's a great gal, and her new singles, while different style than this one, is still awesome, and I recommend you check it out. Don't write it off as like being like art pop or something like that. I know art pop was her kind of infamous album and stuff like that, but either way, we're gonna move on to some more music before I just get way too into the ins and outs of Lady Gaga, because I just love her so much. Either way, we're gonna move on to some more music. Hope you guys enjoy.
In the dark, I don't want
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last little thing of music. So what we first started out with was a bit more Crystal Castles. If you remember, I played Baptism last week, and I'm playing Vanish this week. This is from their first debut self-titled album, and still great. Again, very big influence on electronic and what it is today. Even though it's a very short-lived band, I know that one member is still making music under the guise. However, the female singer, Alice Glass, did leave the band. So it's just kind of, that's there. And most people see as kind of rip Crystal Castles. I personally haven't checked out the new album. I think it's called, like, Amnesty. So I can't really judge until I try it. And then next... song was by Working for a Nuclear Free City. The song's called Je Suis Le Vent, which I check Google Translate and it means I am the wind. From their album Businessmen and Ghosts, another really instrumental track, kind of a little theme today actually. Very great. I now want to check out the artist more because I definitely love this song. I definitely, the kind of style, the aesthetic is very great. The album art's great too, so recommend you check them out. It seems like if they're anything like the rest of this song, it's gonna be great. But either way, we're gonna play our PSA of the evening and move on our way to more music. Thank you guys so much for listening and stay cool. I'm trying out more little things. I always just say thanks for listening, even though I do thank you guys for listening. Anyway, moving on.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Cause sing about angels like Angel I.
Rock.
And Fame Alive.
Rock.
And Sam Die.
Rock.
And Emma Die and Tamara. Wow. I'm in here like, what's up, mechanic me? I can fix you up, I can fuck you up, I can fuck you down. Shout it, we could go wherever, just pick a town. But my jewelry is louder than an engine sound. Big egg rocks like on the ground. Dirty like socks that's on the ground. We say,
because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher with the
something. Rolling rock, rubbing rap, running miles like it's trying to get a flat stomach. Like Wayne, a personal trainer. My aim is perfect, I'm, yeah, period. Like the reminder.
I wish I could be as cool as you. And I wish I could say the things you do. But I can't and I won't live a lie. No, not this time.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last little chapter of music. First started in with let's hear it. It's Bonjour Suzuki and it's Ano Mori de Materu, and this was the full opening for Yurikuma Urashi, an anime directed by Ikuhara, which, man, one of my favorite animes of all time. I finally got myself some art of it at Anime Boston. I was dressed up as Utena, another Ikuhara work. And by a whim, I asked them if I had any art of this, and they did, and it was amazing. But either way, I could go on and on about this, so I will not, because, man, I love this anime so much. And actually, there's another anime song coming up next. Anime Boston was this past weekend, and, man, was I pumped. It was a great time. But anyway, then we move on to a completely different genre with Kevin Rudolph featuring Lil Wayne and Let It Rock from the album In the City. Definitely, this was an older jam of mine. I loved it. Still kind of do. I think I have it on my phone somewhere. I got this, of course, off YouTube, and definitely love it. I couldn't say I know any other music from them, but, you know, love this song. It's definitely, like, one of their popular songs. They probably still make royalties off it and all that, but, man, it's great. We're going to move on to some more music, and I hope you guys enjoy.
One more chance to say I'm sorry.
I hope you enjoyed that little bit of music. We started in with some Delta Heavy with White Flag from their album Paradise Lost. I believe I played, I think, Conquer the Galaxy relatively recently, but this is an amazing new artist when it comes to EDM and drum and bass. It's kind of, I've talked about this before with pegboard nerds, in the sense that when you look at EDM, there's a lot of stuff that just feels generic, that feels like you've heard it all before, and then you get these songs like White Flag or Conquer the Galaxy that feels like they've at least taken something different. And this is a textbook example. I strongly recommend checking out the rest of their album, seeing what you like, because I think these artists deserve a lot more recognition. Then next, as I said, another Ikuhara work, another anime song with Masami Okui with Rainbow Revolution from Revolutionary Girl Utena, another amazing anime. I actually ended up cosplaying as the titular character this past weekend, so I thought I'd also include that opening as well. But either way, we're going to move on to some metric as per the tradition of this radio hour, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
on the living. Do not try to eat them. They seem to survive by eating human flesh.
Everyone who dies will become one of them. If you are bitten, you will just become one of them. That much.
You enjoyed this little patch of music. Kind of first started in with, of course, our metric of the week was Live It Out from their album Live It Out, Definitely an amazing, one of my favorite tracks off the album by far. And then Schoolboy with Zombies Ate My Neighbors from the album The Science Project. I hope you enjoyed the Small Cactus Radio Hour for this week. We're going to take it out with some Vaporwave as I see the next person's coming in. And thank you guys so much for listening. This was 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you guys so much.